Two lawmakers from South Florida are sponsoring legislation that would allow so-called destination resort casinos in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Governor, would you support that bill?
Well, as you know, we have gaming in our state already. But my position hasn't changed. I don't want our budget dramatically tied to gaming, more gaming, destination casinos. So I'll look at the bill if it makes it through the House and the Senate. And my concern will be, you know, I don't want our state budget tied to gaming.
And why is that?
Well, just the ups and downs of gaming, I'm just concerned about our budget. I mean, look, we already have a significant budget deficit. So if we start relying on gaming, then it changes dramatically year after year. I'm very concerned about that.
Well, doesn't the state's revenue vary by billions of dollars every year anyway?
Well, historically, we've had a downturn, as you know, until I became governor. This year, we'll have an upturn in our state revenues. We still have, we're going to have a big budget deficit, as you know, primarily because of the dramatic increase in Medicaid spending. Mm-hmm. But I don't want our budget tied to gaming.
Well, now, some economists estimate that the legislature is going to be facing a $2 to $2.25 billion budget shortfall. And these casino proponents say the tax revenue from those new casinos would help offset that deficit and future deficits. Can the state really afford to turn away that kind of, steady revenue stream?
Well, you know, no one knows yet whether it's steady or not. And there's lots of different economists that are seeing different things, as you know, economists do. There's always different proposals, different ideas of how revenues are going to come in. My concern is I don't want our state budget significantly tied to gaming.
Well, if we don't approve casinos or find some other revenue stream, doesn't that mean that we're going to have to make up that expected $2 billion plus budget shortfall with even deeper cuts in education and other state programs?
Well, it's going to be a tough session. And with almost a $2 billion budget deficit, and you're right, with education, it's going to be very difficult. We've got projected 30,000 more students. That's going to cost us another $190 million. The federal government is going to stop their funding. Last year it was over $500 million, and the federal government's not going to give us that money this year. Also, property taxes are going down, and a lot of our education is tied to property taxes. That's approximately $200 million. So it's going to be a very tough year on education. If you look at our budget is tied to two things. It's healthcare and education, and both are very, very, very important to our state. So we're going to have to tighten our belts and figure out how we can do more with less.